Hello.
Hi, this is
Hello.
Ari from Customer Service returning your call. How may I help you today?
I noticed a charge on my credit card, and it had this phone number attached to it, and the charge was for $69, and I just don't remember what this is for, so I'm hoping you can help me out with that.
Okay, I can try to locate an account to see what you're being charged for.
Okay, I do have a reference number here.
Okay, could I please have your zip code?
49423.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
The credit card charge is under my husband's name, Robert Nickerson. This is Arlene Nickerson.
Thank you. Okay, I do see under Robert. Could you please verify the mailing address?
10 East 33rd Street, Holland, Michigan, 49423.
Thank you. And in case the call is disconnected, is this a good number to call back on? Right, thank you. So on this account, I see that the digital CCW package was ordered.
CCW. Oh, is that concealed weapon permit?
Yes, ma'am. So it
He
was an application.
canceled that. Oh, it was an application?
Yes, ma'am. It's an application to apply for the concealed carry permit.
Oh, and that cost $69?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he said he canceled it.
Okay, well, I don't see that this has ever been canceled. I see it was initially ordered on May the 25th, but nothing was ever canceled.
Oh, he didn't get any response back to like saying, okay, your order number is such and such or anything like that. He said nothing really happened. But yeah, he didn't, he wanted to cancel this. Is that still possible?
Okay, well, since that digital processing has already been put through, I can give the customer a courtesy $30 refund off of that.
We never got anything. This was May 25.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here that the application was sent out. It goes to the customer's email, and then they have to log in to fill out the application. So I'm not sure why he hasn't received it.
Oh, it's supposed to go through your email, then you fill out the application. Did you see anything in your email about that? Oh, you did do it. Oh. Now what? I would imagine, okay, if he filled in that application, then is he supposed to get a permit?
Yes, ma'am. So the customer has to fill out the application and mail it in. So once he downloads and mail in the application, it's then processed for the permit.
We don't have a printer, so he couldn't have printed it. But you can fill it out online and then send it in that way.
No, ma'am. So you just fill the application out online, but it has to be sent through the mailing system.
See, we can't do that. So I guess I'm going to ask for a refund.
Yes, ma'am. I can process a courtesy $30 refund.
$30 refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Better than nothing. Yeah. Okay. Will you please do that?
Yes, ma'am. I can
Because
process the refund.
we can't finish that. No.
Yes, ma'am. So I can process the refund today, and it will take 3 to 5 business days to go back into the account.
Okay. Appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.